G'day, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. I want to talk about something that's fairly important regardless of what you hear out in the big world of financial news. Let's talk about the impact of tapering when the Fed will be at some point forced to do it. We know about the financial crisis of 07, 08, led into 09. We're probably in a more precarious situation financially right now, 2021. I think with the amount of printing that the government has gone through, let's just see what the real time clock says. Excuse me. And let's just see what it says about US. So in the interim, it's been nothing but federal spending. Here we're at $28 trillion frickin' dollars. I've talked about this before. You have a country of 333 million people, and that's how many people you have that are paying tax, so close to a third. So how's this set of number of workers supposed to be able to afford not even, well, over just over 210 million people, income taxpayers, with this, that are in the workforce now? So this is not right. This is not right either. This is also the underserved. And this they're trying to kill off right here. And you can see here, it just goes up and up and up, the debt. So what's the Fed supposed to do? Well, they'll taper as much as they can because they're buying into using printed money to buy into the economy of the United States and say that's economic activity. That's another form of incest as far as I'm concerned. It's like the Fed, it's like basically one of the Fed members banging the cousins of or whoever, a family member. So this is not good fundamentals to work from. And the thing is, when you look at this article here from CNBC, Federal Reserve, so-called taper talk could keep markets on edge through the summer. So what they're saying is now what could eventually kill off the U.S. economy, not just with the lurking global, well, I call it sickness for friendly YouTube talk. And those are not going anywhere. I just heard that UK could get locked down again, or Asia. Well, look at in Australia right now, in Melbourne, the militant government that they have there. And this is not going anywhere. So while everyone parties during the summer, that's fine. Towards the end of the year, the Fed will have to do something about its debt and its buying program. So last time they tried this, this really spooked the market. A correction came. I can't remember the amount, but it really spooked the market where the Fed had to stop doing it. So there's that. We also have the so-called, well, it is inflation. It is real. But if you looked at my most recent charts on the YouTube channel at Quant Labs with my CFD analysis, it's quite clear that a lot of the agricultural copper has fallen in the last month. So the pressures are not there, which is good. But if that ever comes back or continues, what will happen is you have a stagflation environment or a, well, inflationary environment that's not helping people with jobs to keep up. So as a result, the Federal Reserve as a central bank will have to raise its interest rates to keep up with this. Okay, I've talked to numerous people that are just barely hanging on with their mortgage here in overinflated real estate, costly Toronto and throughout our province. They say if interest rates go up just one quarter, they'll get wiped out. I would not be surprised over the next few years you will start to see, without a care in the world of the Federal Reserve on the amount of impact it will have on people, They probably will have to raise not just 1%, but possibly 2% to sort of keep off the inflation. And other governments are going to do it. Other governments with clean balance sheets, namely Scandinavian countries like Norway, Sweden, will probably raise their interest rates. Why? Because they can afford to do it. They have clean balance sheets. So if that happens, hot capital flow will flow into those economies and drive up the price of their currencies. It's just a safe haven trade. It's no different than the traditional Swiss franc or a Japanese yen. But because both those countries are heavily indebted, there are other countries that will be able to afford to increase their interest as a central bank. And that's where hop capital will go because that's where they can get yield. And as a result, other countries will be forced, especially the US and other Western countries, will be forced from competitive reasons to increase their interest rates as well to stay competitive, to keep their currencies afloat and stay competitive, especially for the US dollar. There's no ways around this, just the law of economics. And the other one that you need to be more concerned with is China, because China, I don't think they really care about their personal their citizens. So if China decides to inflate their interest rates, which they could do, same with Russia as well, and the Middle East. It'll be a global phenomenon. I can never say that word, but it will be a theme throughout the world where people are hearing about central bank digital currencies will be the problem. It'll be interest rates, and if more central banks increase their interest rates to stay competitive, to keep their currencies alive and relevant, they have no choice but to do it. And as I said, if you got people around me worrying about a 0.25% move, what will happen to those folks that are highly levered in their personal life with mortgages and consumer debt? They probably gonna get hurt pretty badly. So I think it's something that will happen. Even though the central banks and politicians will not like it, if they don't want their local currencies, US dollar, whether euro especially, I'm seeing the trend where both those currencies are not being held as widely as they used to be. US dollar is being held at 64% worldwide, and that's the lowest it's ever been since the early 70s. That's a stat that's never talked about. And there's a reason for it, because people don't want to hold US dollar because of the situation as right in front of you. What you're watching is national debt that the Americans don't want to obviously have people around. That's why they're doing these global resets. And with just this recent announcement of global tax at corporation, where they probably wanted at least 25, 26% globally. And they can only set it at 15%, which is pretty low for government debt and government. So that's not really working for them. So tax, 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 they will. But the real killer will be the interest rates of this debt. They'll say that the national debt, the interest to serve this, is bigger than any program in, let's say, the US budget. It will easily exceed the military spending. But because Russia, as an example, has probably a very low debt ratio, GDP to debt ratio, they can afford to increase their interest rates, the federal banks, as well as China may be able to afford it. And as I said, they really probably don't care about their citizens and the impact it will have. So they'll probably do it. And hot capital will flow into those markets as well as. Countries like Saudi Arabia are on the march to grow their economies, and they're also becoming less tyrannical with their, from the religion point of view and whatnot. So they're probably in a position to do the same. So it's the interest rates to watch, and that's the one that will kill off a lot. So here's an example, as it says here, I just noticed 1960 debt. debt to GDP was at 52%, and it was very low in 2000. So now it's more than doubled. Politicians don't really care. So this is the danger point. And yeah, I think that's the one to watch is interest rates from the federal banks. What to watch. So, you know, it's one thing to say, what can you do about it? I think from my perspective, we are moving into a world of two parallel economies, one that will be based upon the legacy financial system that we're all used to, with the dollar and having a job and making money and getting paid through an employer and then spending money in the economy and paying out to the tax man or tax person, I should say, sorry. So that's the old way, the old legacy way of doing it. But now I'm starting to see emerge, especially as the governments try to crack down on the dangerous economy, that out of that, or sorry, dangerous asset class, I can't even talk about, you know what I'm talking about, virtual and digital economy. And there is part of that economy as well that can be outside of the traditional system. The problem is that legally you will be still held liable to pay your tax. So a lot of countries that are desperate for cash will move into the second economy, where they will become a lot more friendly towards the dangerous digital asset class. I just posted on my Discord, El Salvador is going to allow one the largest digital dangerous asset class currency to be legal tender. Okay, that's how bad it's getting. I wouldn't be surprised. Countries like Venezuela will do the same. So you will start to see these economies play out around that. I'd love to be able to show you some of that, but I'm not going to do that here on YouTube, because as I said, YouTube decide and Google and Facebook decide to tell you they don't want you to know about it, therefore it's dangerous content. And I don't need a strike against the channel. But do your research. Namely, if you want, just come to quantlabs.net, go to contact and get on our email list. Here, there's a form that you can fill out as well. And if you want to know more alternatives, just go to the shop and look for some stuff. If you're a programmer, you can try out some of the new courses all coming out this week. Okay, so those are some of the potential options out there. Hopefully this will help you out. Talk to you later.